Choose the right Starkville to maximize your savings. Sarah Nicholson, Head of Customer Experience at Just Money. South Africa marks National Savings Month in July. Among the many ways to save, Starkvilles can play a vital role in helping people pool resources and manage financial pressure. According to the National Starkville Association of South Africa, there are around 800,000 of these community-based, deposit-taking clubs nationwide, with combined assets worth over R50 billion. More than 11 million South Africans take part in at least one Starkville. While Starkvilles are popular, it's important to be aware that not all of them deliver optimal savings value, says Sarah Nicholson, Head of Customer Experience at Just Money. Delivering tangible savings benefits is an important consideration. Just Money's Money & Me survey revealed that only 9% of South Africans save the recommended 10% or more of their income each month, while 42% need to borrow money before month end. Only 16% of respondents could cover an unexpected expense of R10,000 without needing assistance or credit. A Starkville can establish good money habits and evolve into a powerful savings tool, but only if it's chosen carefully and aligns with your financial goals and budget, says Nicholson. It's vital to do your homework before making a commitment. Nicholson offers the following tips when you are considering which Starkville to join. 1. Start with your savings goal. Clarify what you are saving for, whether it's school fees and uniforms, an emergency fund, a holiday, or protection against a major, unexpected cost such as a family funeral. 2. Be wary of social pressure. Many Starkvilles are established through friends, family, or community networks, which can create pressure to join. Proper evaluation is required, however, to ensure the Starkville aligns with your personal budget and savings plan rather than family or social expectations. 3. Check for good governance. A well-run Starkville should have written rules or a constitution, defined leadership such as a chairperson and treasurer, proper record keeping of contributions and payouts, and regular reporting. 4. Understand how the Starkville plans to grow your money. Clarify how contributions are collected and stored, and how payouts are structured and timed. Look for predictable contribution patterns, clear rules for missed payments, active member participation, and regular payout cycles. 5. Check how disputes are handled. Clarify what happens if there are disagreements or if a member wants to exit early. 6. Ask how new members are vetted. If anyone can join immediately with no screening or approval process, this is a red flag. 7. Find out where savings are kept. Some Starkvilles are wary of banks and formal institutions, and retain savings in cash, which makes those funds vulnerable to theft or household fires. Check if the Starkville places funds in a savings account. 8. Check for succession planning. If one person holds all records, banking access, and passwords, what happens should they become ill, relocate, or pass away? A well-run Starkville should not depend entirely on one individual. 9. Ask about account benefits. Several financial institutions compete for unbanked Starkville money. Many offer accounts specifically for Starkvilles, such as group savings accounts with member benefits. Find out if the Starkville is utilizing these. 10. Beware of scams. Be cautious of Starkvilles that promise unusually high returns, pressure you to join, or are unwilling to answer questions or provide records. 11. Observe a meeting before joining. Rather than relying on what you're told, ask to attend a meeting as a guest. Are records presented? Are members encouraged to ask questions? Do people seem comfortable raising concerns? 12. Ask how the Starkville deals with unexpected events. What happens if a member dies, becomes unemployed, or cannot contribute for a few months? The answer will tell you a lot about the group's preparedness and fairness. 13. Be wary of a celebrity leader. If the Starkville's reputation rests almost entirely on one charismatic organizer rather than transparent systems and shared accountability, that's a potential problem. 14. Be realistic about affordability. Some Starkvilles require high monthly contributions, and people may belong to several Starkvilles. Either can put unnecessary strain on your budget. Only commit to sustainable Starkville payments that will not impact your basic household budget. Ultimately, maximizing savings through a Starkville depends less on luck and more on intention, clarity, and structure, says Nicholson. When chosen carefully and aligned with specific savings goals, Starkvilles remain one of South Africa's most effective and accessible tools. The most successful Starkville members are those who ask informed questions to ensure their chosen structure supports their savings goals and long-term financial well-being. Just Money is a South African financial services company providing a range of solutions, from loans to insurance, underpinned by the data and coaching individuals need to make good money choices. Just Money believes that money is personal, so its support is too. Customers are more than just a number. They are individuals with unique goals and dreams. From securing a loan or protecting what matters, to finally getting a handle on debt, Just Money provides a personalized experience powered by insights that fit customers' lives. Ends. Author at Sarah Nicholson. JustMoney.co.za plus posts bio at Sarah Nicholson. JustMoney.co.za Should you marry your partner for financial protection? At Sarah Nicholson. JustMoney.co.za South Africans betting beyond their means. Tips to reduce your risk and save at Sarah Nicholson. JustMoney.co.za 2 Pot System Survey. South Africans weigh in. Share on your socials.